I'm Kosna Tinjova, and this is TCS Plus, brought to you today by Tracker. There has been an explosion in the amount of data vehicle tracking companies collect over the years. Over and above vehicle movement data, information regarding driver behavior, fuel consumption, and external events has changed the industry's focus from exclusively protecting assets to driving business efficiency and reducing cost. Here to talk about how businesses can take advantage of this evolution is Sylvia Schollenberger. She is the Chief Commercial Officer at Tracker. Hi, Sylvia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. Only a pleasure. Sylvia, vehicle tracking has now become vehicle telemetry. You know, it's evolved over the years from an operational concern to a C-suite business level discussion. What's driven this change?
So I think it's the ongoing demand for better information to make better decisions. And if you think about how telematics or vehicle telematics started off, it started off around stolen vehicle recovery as the basic requirement. It evolved through the years, and we're talking decades, you know, to simple information around where is my vehicle at any point in time to what is needed today, which is real-time information, real-time data to drive efficiency operations, safety of the drivers, safety of people on the road as well as the drivers, and ultimately more profitable for the profitability for the business.
So given the shift then, when fleet managers or business leaders come to you as Tracker, how has the conversation shifted? What are they asking you for?
So the ask, I think, remains the same. Help me run my fleet better. The solutions that are required to meet that requirement is, I suppose, where Tracker is in positioned and seen as a true partner. It's what is information that's relevant to that particular fleet, that fleet manager. And that can range from real-time data in terms of how is my driver behaving on the road to what is happening in the vehicle or to the vehicle in terms of fuel management, idle time, route optimization, adherence to route, the loading of a vehicle, all these data points that come together in a coherent way to make real-time decisions, to drive efficiency, safety, and ultimately profitability for the business owner, the fleet owner.
So it suggests that then previously when they may have had, say, a more federated approach, they're now looking for better integration.
Absolutely. I think you've just hit the nail on the head. Integration is key in terms of very much, and it's still something that we see as a siloed approach in terms of where the different data points are housed. You know, data that supports compliance, data that supports, things as simple as managing fines that the drivers sometimes collect, to managing the actual vehicle, the mileage traveled, where it is at any point in time, what routes it's following. Just bringing that all together in a cohesive one platform that the fleet managers can then really use to drive operational efficiencies, that integration is key.
So now you have all this data and you're able to make it available, but how does the fleet manager then access it? Are you giving them APIs, and it's the dashboard?
Yes. So the Tracker is taking great pride in is developing solutions together with our partners like Geotab, International, on a device agnostic platform. So that all of these systems come together and give our customers real-time data, not just reporting in terms of what's already happened, but real-time data to drive better decisions. And that can extend all the way where we take over some of the fleet manager responsibilities in running the fleet through our bureau service and just really giving that feedback to the ultimate user at the end of the day. So the day-to-day operations gets taken care of as well. So we can offer the full range.
All right. And would you say that there are businesses or industries that are taking up to this type of fleet management faster than us?
Absolutely. I think any industry at the moment is very sensitive to costs, specifically what's been going on with fuel. So I think we're all aware of that situation. And it's sometimes not even around the usage of the fuel. It's where are the opportunities to optimize. So tracking things like idle time, where the vehicle is standing and not working, and how do those things get reduced and improved on to optimize fuel. Fuel theft, still very topical in the South African industry.
Yes.
So knowing precisely and with a lot more detail where is it being fault, how much is fault, and how the fuel is being used is absolutely driving requirement for systems like we have.
And then I guess there are also industries that are just burgeoning, like e-commerce,
yes,
that are growing explosively, that are driving more need.
Yes, that last mile. As you know, South African manufacturing industry is on a slow decline, and what we are picking up is a lot more imports coming in, and obviously that then is required on bringing imported material from ports all the way through to the markets, and then the last mile distribution. And that again is around optimizing routes, making sure that your customer gets their delivery the next day. And how do you do that most cost effectively and make sure that your fleet is operating at its peak? Predicting things that can go wrong, predictive maintenance is actually another big topic in terms of the intelligence that comes through with all collecting all this data, all this real-time data.
Yes. So fixing things before
they go wrong.
That's great. So looking at businesses that then are operating in a more fragmented way, what do they lose if they don't then adopt this integrated way of doing things?
They don't see the patterns often enough. So they'll manage compliance or safety behavior very differently to what they would manage the actual vehicle. The maintenance costs of the vehicle, fuel operating costs of the vehicle, driver hours. So they manage that very differently. And those two things speak to each other. So when you bring it together in both an integrated platform and an overview, we drive better decisions. We can influence things like maybe training or adapting the behavior of the drivers to influence fuel usage because we pick up patterns.
Of course. And you even have the ability to see drivers on videos, so you know exactly what their problem are.
So obviously the real-time information rolls out to AI cameras where you can monitor the behavior in the cab, the driver, and you can start to predict if maybe they're not feeling right or they need to stop.
Yes.
They're not focused. So all these things are getting picked up by the AI technology in the cameras, and that gets signaled through to either the driver directly, through comms, or to a fleet manager or to our bureau operators that can then call the fleet manager or the driver to signal, please take a break.
So over and above kind of the safety, over and above the efficiencies that you get from managing your fleet in a more integrated way, you're also getting preventative savings, right? So if I see that my driver's tired and I stop them before they have an accident, or if I see that part is actually going to wear out and I fix it before it causes a problem, you're also saving money in that way.
Absolutely. So you are using the information, for real-time information, to start predicting potential issues and preempting them.
So can you register an example?
We just finished a study in a 500 vehicle fleet, and this one specifically talks about number of safety incidents. And by bringing in these technologies, we were able to reduce the number of incidents dramatically. And this also obviously has an impact on employee well-being, the driver's well-being. Our brand in the market, the customer's brand in the market. And because we're encouraging better behavior from the drivers, that obviously has led to efficiencies in fuel usage, for example.
All right.
There's a reduction in speed evidence.
So looking at those businesses that are now thinking about this and saying, okay, I want to take more integrated approach to managing my fleet. Are there any common mistakes or things to look for when then choosing a partner?
So I think one of the things that still holds back a number of customers from making the decision is the misunderstanding that this is complex. And it can be. However, the solutions we bring to the table, again, in partnerships with a company like Geotab, is an integrated platform. So it is actually very simple to adapt. There's APIs that are set up in the background and on a common platform that make it very easy to integrate. But for customers, the requirements and with a few languages, so it's actually quite simple to bring that solution to the table.
Okay, so you've got the technology to do the integration, and then you also simplify it by giving the data to them in a way that's most useful to them.
To the customer's requirements.
But now let's look at the industry more broadly. I get the sense that South Africa is actually quite a leader when it comes to VR telemetry. How do we compare to a global market?
I think we're right up there in terms of our adoption of technology, as well as the development of technology platforms. I think we understand the vehicle recovery, the sudden vehicle recovery, will be better than most. But there are, I think we're very strong in that space. Telematics, I think our fleet managers are top-notch. They've also had exposure experience to global best practice and through a number of future entities that operate in South Africa. So I think we don't stand back for anyone. And, you know, I think in a lot of ways we take advantage of learnings elsewhere and we bring it and make it there.
Yeah. Excellent. So looking at where the industry is going, what kind of innovations can we expect to see in this space?
Look, at this point, it's really around that real-time data for decision-making. And I think the next step that is, it's actually AI, it's not even the next step, is bringing in the benefits of AI, pattern detection, you know, the preventative maintenance, preventing incidents to improve safety on the roads.
Yes.
So it's that aspect together with the diagnostic device platforms.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter which devices you've got in your vehicles. We can bring that together and overlay it with AI technology as well. So I think that's where the industry is moving at pace.
AI is taking over everything.
Yeah.
All right. Sylvia, that was a very insightful discussion. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That is Sylvia Schollenberger. She is the Chief Commercial Officer at Tracker, and this is TCS Plus.